B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Lainey. Good morning, Lainey.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Hey, Lainey, you've got a situation you emailed us about. First of all, happy birthday coming up, right?
Yeah, thank you. It's a big birthday. I'm turning 40 in just a couple months.
So what's going on?
Yeah, basically, you know, I am a mom, and I have a few little girls, youngest is three, and then I have a 5 and a 10-year-old. And I've been married for 15 years. And a little backstory, I have a twin, and my sister and I have made this pact basically our whole lives that we promised each other that we would skydive for our 40th birthday.
Oh.
Cool.
Yeah. Why would you jump out of a perfectly fine plane?
Why wouldn't you?
You know what? It's something that we've been talking about, I mean, literally since we were young.
You want? You definitely want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
We really want to do it.
Okay.
But, you know, and actually, we already even have it scheduled.
Oh, okay.
It's scheduled for just a couple weeks from now, and I'm super pumped, but my husband is not. He essentially is pretty much refusing. I will use that word. I mean, he's refusing that I do it. He said he's not willing to take the chance that something could happen. You know, we have little kids, and he thinks that I'm being selfish and irresponsible for even considering it.
Wow. He's got a strong take on it, right?
Yeah, I'm in a tough spot. I mean, my sister has a 16-year-old, and her husband has no problem with it, and her son doesn't even either. So,
okay.
You know, I'm trying to talk it out with my husband. I'm telling him that the odds are just so low that anything would happen, and that I really want to do this. And it's, you know, it's like been a lifelong pact.
I guess
I'm calling in to see, you know, am I being selfish, or is my husband being a control freak?
Well, I mean, this one here, I'm kind of leaning towards your husband. Just, but you have a 10, a 5, and a 3-year-old.
It's more dangerous to get behind the wheel of a car every day.
Well, they say that.
They say that because it's true.
Well, I have two kids. I'd like to jump out of a plane some days, too.
He's like someone to push you. Lane, you can understand where he's coming from, obviously, but this is something you and your sister have always planned on doing. She's ready to roll. You got your tickets punched. You want to go, so... this is interesting. We'll see where the listeners stand. Are you willing to sit and take the calls and listen to see what they say?
I am very curious to get some other people's opinions, you know, that are not anybody, you know, who knows myself or my husband. I want people that don't know us
to judge you. I love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. You're in the right place.
Okay, so, Lainey, stay tuned. We'll see what the listeners think, okay? Should Lainey jump out of the planey is the question.
Oh, God, no, no,
right? No,
no, no. Can I jump out of the plane now?
All right, fine. Stay tuned, Lainey.
I'll take your place.
888-410-1057. Moment of brilliance in Morning Court. There we go. Come on, that was a little moment of brilliance. All right, so 888-410-1057. I'm with the husband on this.
Really?
If I have three daughters, I can't imagine my wife going, it's a bucket list. My sister Ellen and I have always wanted to do it. I just can't imagine that.
Yeah, but if flip it and reverse it, what if you wanted to do it and your wife was like, no, you have three kids. You can't do it.
It's not a good flip and reverse it because I ain't doing it either.
Well, you don't want to.
Well, that's true. That's why we're going to let the listeners check in.
Okay.
888-410-1057. Let's hear from you. Yeah. Well, what do you think?
I would play my odds. Dave wanted so mad to jump out of an airplane.
You'd love
I'd
it.
Be like, okay, but I won't let him buy a bicycle, a motorcycle.
Yeah, okay.
So we're all weird, I guess. We
yeah, well,
I,
it does make sense. I hear you.
Right.
Motorcycles forever.
Right.
Planes once.
Right.
You know? Okay. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian on a hot Thursday in the city. Maybe it's a good day to jump out of the plane.
Yeah,
maybe
a little 95, breeze.
Right. You know? Maybe that's why our morning court caller, Lainey, wants to jump out of an airplane. It's too hot. Let's take calls. Her husband says, you can't do it. We have a 10, a 5, and a 3-year-old. It's crazy. But she has a pact with her twin sister.
Yeah.
They've been
and that's a strong pull.
It's strong. Twins. Amy, what do you say?
Lainey, you absolutely have to do this. You're going to regret it the rest of your life if you don't do it. It was my bucket list when I turned 50. I had a 10 and a 12-year-old at the time, and I did it once, and I've actually gone a second time since.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so...
You're Amy just 10 years older, or Lainey just 10 years older, because she's 40. So wonder, what is that like, that moment you are off the plane, those first few seconds?
Oh, it's awesome. It was so cool. Like, it was just, the horizon was amazing to look at, and, you know, it was exhilarating.
Wow.
It was really a neat experience, and... If it's on your bucket list, especially my mom is an identical twin, and so I know that twin pull, you know, you just got to go for it. And I'm sure your husband's worried about it and worried about the kids. I mean, my kids came with me twice and watched.
Something else.
And even my daughter now wants to do it, but she's too young.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But, you
know, when you had a willing husband, that's really, the big difference, is right. You have a willing husband.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
You know, I never even asked him. I just said, this is my bucket list. It's what I want to do for my 50th, and it's what I'm doing.
I like your style.
Wow.
That's my girl.
Okay. Amy, congrats. I can't wait to hear your 60 bucket list.
Maybe one more run. Hey, George H.W. Bush jumped out of an airplane when he was 90.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, guys.
Good call. Wow, look at that. She did it. Marlene, you say not so fast. Don't jump, right?
Yes, I don't agree with it. I think once you have children that are that small, it's being selfish, putting yourself first. They're your priority. And I would wait until they're older if you really wanted to do it. I think you made that pact when you were 16. You were
bump
younger.
It to 50. You could bump it to 50 like Amy just did.
You could bump it, but I don't know. Or jump it. Bump it or jump it.
I like it.
Lainey and the Planey. Oh, my God. Look at what's happening to me.
I like that. Thank you, Marlene. All right. Bump it or jump it. Genius. Okay, Mark.
That's genius to you. Now, you know, electricity invention, no. Bump it or jump it.
Bump it or jump it, Mark. What do you say?
Jump it.
What? Jump it.
Okay.
Definitely jump it, Lainey. My wife gave me the gift on my 60th birthday to jump, and her and my two daughters came and watched also. It was awesome.
Would you do it again?
Yeah. I would definitely do it again.
What was your heart rate prior to the jump? That's what I'm always wondering. Like, how fast is your heart bumping?
I was 60, and I didn't know if I was going to jump until I got to the door.
Oh, right? And then they just, you were.
It's like your wedding day.
Except you're not attached to somebody.
Well, kind of.
They're back.
Not until the end of the wedding day.
Sorry, Mark. Well, congrats. You're going to bump the show. Okay, Steve, what do you say?
Yeah, hi. You know, my daughter was going to do it for me when I was turned 50, but she was too young to go with me. I'm 71, and if she wanted to do it now, I'd do it. You know, sometimes in life, you have to do something that's exhilarating, exciting, just to keep you alive. I mean, I still ride a motorcycle, and I love it. My wife loves it. I love it. You can't live your life in a little safety shell all your life because you'll have too many regrets. I mean, I think it's a very safe thing. I take more of a chance of getting killed every time I drive to work.
Right,
than I would jumping out of a plane.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, there's that.
You know?
Yeah. No, that is true. It's that's a fact.
But yes, that is a fact.
You just, you know.
And, you know, if she doesn't do it, she's going to regret it and maybe have a little bitterness towards her husband of saying, hey, you're treating me like a kid. I can't make it.
That could be it.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Well, congrats. Yeah. Look at you.
Jumping
out of a plane.
Well,
okay, we lost you there. But all right, 888-410-1057. Should Lainey, you know, take the leap or not with a 10-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old? Right now, it's kind of leaning that she should do it.
Right.
What do you say? Give us a call.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, our internet is down, but our phones are working, so that's good. So we're not able to tweet or do anything like that, but we can take calls from listeners.
Oh, it's like 1993.
All over again. I love it.
Love it.
Love it. So we've had a lot of calls today for Lainey's morning court. Just briefly, she's a mom of 3 little girls, 10, 5, and 3. She's been married 15 years, and she and her twin sister have a bucket list that they've, a big one they've always said they were going to do when they turned 40, and that is jump out of a plane and skydive.
Wow.
Her husband says, no way, I don't care about your old bucket list. You just can't do it. So she just said, okay, let's take it to morning court and just see if I'm crazy. So let's find out. What do you want to say to Lainey today? Jim, we'll start with you. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was just listening, and she has a 10, a 5, and a 3. I'm surprised she hasn't done it yet.
Now that's funny.
That's good, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
I've been married 30 years, and my wife said one thing. She said, what does she have for herself? So if he hasn't heard that from her yet, he's got to let her do it because she'll regret it, and he doesn't want her to regret him.
Yeah, just good life insurance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Does life insurance work?
No problem. I personally would never do it.
Yeah, no, me either. Because if it doesn't open, I'm like, I knew it. You know, I don't want that moment.
Right.
No, but think about when she lands, the exhilarating feeling she's going to have.
If she wants it.
It's like the time that Dave took me on a helicopter ride, and the thing I said to him, he's like, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. And I said, well, you know what? It's going to be amazing if we don't die.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, you didn't die. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Michelle, what's your take for our caller, Lainey, today?
I think she should go for it. I can say anecdotally, my husband wanted a motorcycle. I did not want him to have a motorcycle. Yep. So the compromise that we came up with was he got an additional life insurance policy.
I was wondering about
and
that.
And my take on it was at least if something happens to you, I can cry myself to sleep with all that extra money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite call.
That's it. Oh, yeah? Wait till you hear the next call. Michelle, well, congrats.
Thanks,
that's good.
Guys.
Jessica, this is a fascinating call, so thank you for sharing. Let's hear your story.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, I'm on the side of I think Lainey should jump. Huh? I'm coming from, my uncle was an avid skydiver. He did trainings and all of that, but he had a freak accident in 2003 and actually died. But I think that it's something exhilarating. He died 2 days after his 40th birthday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did he have kids?
No, he did not.
Okay, that's good.
It was just something that he loved to do. And my aunt has done it, and I'm thinking about it, but there's only one person, which was his best friend, that I will ever jump with.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, but you would still do it.
You'd still do it. Wow. Okay.
I would still do it. Yep.
I wonder what the freak accident was.
He overjudged the turn and collapsed his parachute.
Oh,
I see. So if you're making a turn, if it goes the other way, it gets upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, what a thought.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jessica.
Yeah,
we appreciate your call. Okay?
Yeah, of course. So I think she should do it. Okay. I think it's like someone else said, bucket list, you got to do it or you'll regret it.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a smaller bucket.
Yeah.
More.
I have no bucket.
It's like a pail. I have a pail list. Thank you, Jessica. Okay, bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So there is that. Most people think she should jump.
Yeah, you know, I don't ascribe to this, but you got to live your life without fear.
I think you have to have a certain gene that wants you to do it.
Yes.
And she and her twin have it.
Yeah.
That's not my, that wasn't my bucket list at 40, I'll tell you that.
What was your bucket list at 40?
Well, I had girls who were 10. No. Can we go somewhere, please? All right. Coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about Monica Lewinsky's thong.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about Monica Lewinsky's thong.
Yep. It's so thong.
There's nothing thong with that, actually. Well, here's a perfect song.
Oh, God. Oh, look.
This is for Lainey.
This is apropos.
So what do you say, Lainey?
Jump out of the planey.
There you go. So, just bump the insurance up, okay, Lainey? All right. It is.
Jumping and jumping.
825 with Van Halen. Well, we couldn't have a better song for Lainey today. Morning, Court. She wants to skydive when she hits 40 with her twin. They've been bucket list for years. They've been wanting to do it. Husband says, no, 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 no. We have too many young kids. I was wondering, LBF, did you look up sky insurance if you skydive? Will insurance companies cover you?
Yes. Most life insurers will sell you a policy if you skydive on the regs, I guess, but at a higher cost than someone who doesn't have any risky hobbies. If you skydive frequently, you might be denied coverage, but others will offer you a policy that simply excludes any skydiving-related deaths.
You should look into that, though.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's morbid, but it's one of those things they have to do.
Yeah.
Your premium's going to go up a little bit.
Yeah. But might make her husband feel better.
Yeah, right. He'll feel better.
Right. I love how you guys are like, well, just replace her with some money. it'll be worth it now. It's worth it now if she goes.
Yeah, peace of mind.
Right, peace of mind.
Just a little better.
Okay,
Melissa, you're chiming in. What do you say, Melissa?
I say, so I hike, and I like to hike alone, and people think that's nuts.
I do.
I don't.
I think that's nuts.
But so people are projecting their fear on me.
I'm definitely.
If she's
doing
not
that.
Afraid.
All right. Now, if you brought a bologna sandwich, she'd go.
I'd go.
So where do you hike? I mean, are you out?
She's not going to tell because then people will know she's alone.
Well, okay. Like, what type of places do you hike?
I hike everywhere from. I do a lot of hiking in Massachusetts. I do a lot of hiking in New Hampshire.
No kidding.
Yes.
Like mountain hikes or trails or?
Yep. Yeah. Mountain hiking.
Do you bring a picnic?
Yes.
See, I would think that'd be.
I always have those things.
Yeah, you always want to go. Yeah, bring a picnic.
What are you, Yogi Bear?
What's the point of going for a hike?
I'm probably hungry from all this hiking. Do we have a picnic basket? What's the point?
If
we're not bringing snacks, why would I go?
You know what? That applies to life. Anything you do, if we're not bringing snacks, what's the point?
Hey, I think we're on the same page.
She's right. You know, we're projecting our fears on her. And the fact is that we shouldn't do
fear of no snacks.
Bob's greatest fear is no snacks.
Well, it's hard to eat a snack when you're hurtling to Earth.
Yeah. No snacks. No, Melissa, thank you, though. That's a great call.
Yeah.
I like your style.
Yeah.
That's great. You know? The mosquitoes must be brutal this year. I can't imagine.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Yeah. So, I'm turning 50 this year, and this is on my bucket list, so I'll be doing the same. So, definitely do it.
You're going to jump?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how many people are going to do this.
You're a daredevil.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Listen, you only met once.
Yeah.
Life is short. Enjoy it all.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Like I said, I don't have a bucket
list. Say that.
I have a pail. I have a pail. Yeah.
I'm enjoying every bologna sandwich.
Thank you, Melissa. Good luck. Call us after the
Thank
jump.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, bye, Melissa.
Lunch
right.
pail.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Guilty? Yeah. I can't believe how many people want to jump. We got to put this on our Facebook page.
Yes.
ROR Morning Show. To chime in on Morning Court, because I'm wondering what our listeners who maybe didn't call in should think, or should she jump under her circumstances?
I know people who've done it. I think they're crazy, but that's not my call.
That's our thing. We're not brave. We didn't get that gene.
Sit on the sidelines and eat our snacks.
Yeah, we're like, so I got a nice snack. Brought some picnic, so that's going to be fun. We'll watch skydivers.
Yeah.
That'd be great. We'll put that on our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show. Here's Michael.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.